Well, the one and only Cindy Larson, president of Muskegon Lakeshore Chamber of Commerce. Here we are, yet another Agent of Change celebration in this year of 2017. The party is happening.
Yeah, the party has started, and we have all of our Agents of Change here at Hobo's here in Whitehall Road in North Muskegon. And so really it's a fun night for our members as well as all of our agents.
What is this night all about?
Well, I think we started this a few years ago, Shelley, and you know our community was changing, and we wanted to recognize the people that were making and causing the change. So we just came up with this idea, Agents of Change, and every year we find people who are making a physical difference or some sort of big impact. And they're individuals or organizations, but just pretty much everyday people who somehow have created a big impact. And so this is our one day a year when we recognize those people.
Night. And yet, you stop and pause. You recognize individuals, organizations, or projects that have made a positive impact in our community. But we hope that your agents don't rest on their laurels. We need this to continue.
Well, yes, and we do. Like, for example, we would like some of our past agents that maybe we recognized 5 years ago are still making change in their community. So now we're going, like, do we recognize them again, or do we find new people? And then, but we decided, you know what? If we keep finding new people, let's just stay there and hold off, and you know, maybe 10 years from now we'll start repeating. But we do find that our agents of change don't just do one thing; they do keep doing more things as the years go by.
How does this fit in with the mission, with the doings of the chamber?
Well, you know, the chamber is, not everybody promotes the positive side of news, and you do, Shelley. That's part of your show, and that's why we partner with you on this, because people are desperate to hear the good news and the positive side of what's happening in our community. And so this was the way, and that is part of the mission of the chamber, is to get the good news out there and the real news, the truthful news. It doesn't have to be, you know, the good news isn't necessarily made up news. It's real news. It's just that it's something that sometimes is overlooked, and this is our way of taking time out, partnering with news agencies, news programs like yours, to get the good news out to our community.
We do speak on a monthly basis, but again, tonight it's all about your Agents of Change, this STIR networking event. How can the community help the chamber be bigger and better?
Well, we want the community to definitely go to our website and see what's going on. We've got a calendar of events, and we have business news. But also, they can like our Facebook page, you know, if you want to stay up on what's going on. As a matter of fact, we just talked about how we should do a better job at that on our Facebook page. So we'll be looking forward. That's a great way, especially, again, in our fragmented society, it's one way to connect to community is through the Chamber of Commerce Facebook page. And, of course, your media as well, Shelley, because you're always promoting what we're doing, so we cross-promote. People do have a need to be connected, and this is one way to do it.
All right, let's go celebrate those Agents of Change. How do I find out more about the chamber?
Go to that website. That's the number one thing, is muskegon.org, and you're going to find all kinds of different bits of information about not only our community, but a lot of links to other organizations in the community. And again, it's just your way of really connecting.
Celebrating Agents of Change, Muskegon Lakeshore Chamber of Commerce President Cindy Larson. Thank you.
Thank you, Shelley. Love having you here.
Here we go with an Agent of Change. The Agents of Change, this program recognizing individuals, organizations, or projects that have made a positive impact in our community. And that would be you, Jason Murray, plant manager, La Colombe Coffee. That's C-O-L-O-M-B-E, but it's Colombe?
Yes, it's pronounced La Colombe Coffee.
Yes. Okay, give me your elevator pitch. What is your coffee all about?
Our coffee is a milk-based drink that is actually infused with nitrous oxide. It gives it the draft latte feel. Most lattes are actually out of a cafe, but we've been able to take the cafe experience and turn it into an actual RTD drink, which is a ready-to-drink drink that can be taken anywhere.
Now, you're described as a Philadelphia-based firm, but we find you at Norton Shores doing good work.
Yeah, we actually, when we aspired to build a plant, we started looking around, and in Michigan there was a plant that was vacant. We found a plant, we found resources, we found people, and a surplus of milk, which made Norton Shores very attractive.
So I guess the bottom line, making a serious investment in this state-of-the-art production, so are you actually producing the coffee and then presenting it to, I mean, how do I get this draft latte?
We're actually we are producing the product there. We are canning it at our facility, and we are nationally launching. So we are in, like, locally, we're in Meijer, we're in Trader Joe's, we're in I believe it is, we're actually in like Wakefern out in the East Coast, Costco, moving into the bigger branches as well.
So what do you contribute your success? How have you and yours done so well?
Well, not even a year ago, we were making 20,000 cans a day, and we're up to 120,000 cans a day. We're producing over 500,000. I contribute a lot of that to local resources and just good, talented people from the community helping us grow.
Awesome. I mean, where do you get the milk? I mean, where's the cow live?
That's part of the aspiration of coming to West Michigan. There's a surplus of milk, and we get to work directly with the farm. We actually work weekly on the farm, going out there and actually take the time to look at the actual operation. But the milk is only 20 miles away, and they have plenty of milk to supply all of our needs for the year to come.
And, of course, as an agent of change, this program does highlight projects and partnerships such as you making a positive impact in your community. So the question, does it feel pretty good to be an agent of change?
It does. I kind of look back, and we're almost at a year, and we went from 20 employees, and I project to have about 170 at the end of December. And it's just amazing to see the growth in such quick time.
So how can the community help you be bigger and better?
We're just looking for more talented people and individuals to come beside us and help us grow the coffee industry.
Do you have a favorite?
Do I have a favorite as far as the drinks? Pure Black is definitely by far my favorite. It is not infused with nitrous oxide or does it have milk, but it is by far my favorite.
Hey, from Jason Murray's quote to our ears. Thank you very much, Jason. How do we find out more about La Colombe Coffee?
La Colombe can be found on Facebook, and we also have a website as well, lacolombe.com.
Another agent of change for this 2017 year, the city of Whitehall, specifically Colby Street. I bet you've been up and down that street. I bet my next guest has as well. Speaking on behalf of the city, Mayor Pro Tem Steve Salter. Hi to you, Steve.
Hello, Shelley.
My notes tell me that reinventing this main street of a downtown is a thankless job, and you and yours have done it well. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. We're very proud of the way it's turned out.
Tell me about this. The city of Whitehall and this Colby Street. From where did you go for come, and where are you going?
Well, we came from a worn-out street that needed a lot of work, and we turned it into a shiny new street with brand new sidewalks, street lighting, and benches, and trash bins, and wonderful sitting blocks. So it's a beautiful new downtown.
How long did this take, and what was a challenge or two?
Well, we started in April, and it went through June. And the challenge was that we had to close the entire Main Street downtown, which created a difficult situation for many of the merchants downtown. Fortunately, they all had back doors that could be used, but it was still very challenging for them to for the public to lose access to the Main Street for that amount of time.
Sometimes change is challenging.
Indeed, it is, and there was a lot of old trees that had to be removed, which was very difficult for the city to remove them and difficult for the residents to see them trees go away.
But the city of Whitehall worked with all the stakeholders to see this major development through to completion. The partnerships, I trust, were enjoying. All of you enjoyed this excursion?
Yes. The store owners didn't enjoy it so much, but it was a very enjoyable experience working with the various contracts, the state of Michigan, K&R Contracting and Martech Contracting. They all did just a fantastic job of working together and coordinating their efforts to really get this done in the time allotted to them.
So what does this renewed energy do to your city of Whitehall?
Well, it certainly brings people into town that want to see what we've done. It's I think it's instilled pride in the community members. And an interesting offshoot of this project is we installed sitting blocks throughout the downtown area. They're just square sitting blocks. And through the coordination of myself and a couple other locals, we created a Facebook page called Who's on the Block in Whitehall? And we encourage individuals to come and take their picture sitting or standing on that block. And it's just a wonderful family-oriented community thing.
Is Colby Street once again a major destination that attracts businesses and tourists to the lakeshore?
Well, we certainly hope so. It's a beautiful downtown. I tell people we're living in paradise, so come and see paradise.
All four seasons, right?
All four seasons.
And again, tell me how it feels to be an agent of change.
I'm very excited. I think change is coming, and I think it's positive change for the city of Whitehall.
The city of Whitehall is an agent of change. This is Colby Street, Mayor Pro Tem Steve Salter. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Shelley.
Another agent of change, the Muskegon Polish Festival. Greg Moss, you want to do a little polka for me?
No polkas, Shelley. We'll just talk about the festival itself here. We're into our second year here, and we're still having a lot of fun doing it. So,
awesome. Well, again, congratulations, the Muskegon Polish Festival. A local committee came together with a vision for a Polish festival the entire community could enjoy. So you did it.
Yeah, back in the day, Muskegon had a really big Polish festival called the Seaway Polka Fest back, kind of ended in the 80s, and with all the success of the other festivals in town, the Unity Festival and the Irish Festival, we said, hey, why not bring the Polish festival back? So we started in 2015 trying to pull this thing together, and it's a lot bigger than most people think, and so we were able to get our first festival going in 2016, and it was a big success, and we just are growing from there and making enhancements every year.
How did you determine, let's just say, that there would be an audience for a Muskegon Polish festival? Do you have Polish roots and heritage?
Yes, I do. My mom's all Polish, and we celebrate Polish traditions. The other person that had a big say in how all this went down is Tom Sinaki. He's had a radio show for over 20 years in the Muskegon area called Polka Melodies, and that has engaged the Polish community for all these years and kind of has kept everything together. And with that, we're able to draw on our group of people to keep this going, and you know, they were the people that said, hey, let's get this festival going.
And again, described as great music, dancing, food, the highlights of the special celebration. Where does this festival take place?
We're at Hackley Park, and our festival happens Labor Day weekend, Friday and Saturday, and it ends with a mass on Sunday at St. Michael's Church.
And do you see this as a sustainable festival? Shall I put it on my 2018 calendar?
Yes, for sure. We have 2018. We're already working on it. We have our first fundraiser November 25th at Fercano's Event Center. So,
well, how can the community, I guess I'll say, help? And we know one of the answers, obviously attend, but do you need more volunteers? Do you need more committee members? How do you make the third year bigger and better?
Well, we try to use social media, and we engage with a number of open-to-the-public meetings. So if you were to check out our website, MuskegonPolishFest.com, or visit us on Facebook, you can find relevant information to be able to attend one of our meetings and get involved.
And Greg, congratulations again. The Agents of Change program does recognize, in your case, organizations that have made a positive impact in our community. How's it feel?
Oh, it feels great. We're so proud of our festival. In fact, we just finished giving out some charitable donations, and over the last 2 years, we've given out nearly $9,000 to area charities. So that makes us feel great.
Treasurer Greg Moss of the Muskegon Polish Festival, a 2017 Agent of Change. Congratulations.
Thank you, Shelley.
Ken Harris, Vice President of KL Outdoor. Boy, anything with the word outdoor in it gets my microphone. Congratulations.
Thank you.
described as KL Outdoor leading the way in outdoor recreation products. Give me a little history of your biz.
Well, the business was started in 1984 by my father, and then within the first 6 months or so, all four out of five of his sons all joined the business.
So what is the business? What do you do?
We manufacture small boats, primarily kayaks, canoes, pedal boats, fishing boats, portable restrooms, hunting blinds, anything to do with outdoors.
This has been a pretty big year for you, hasn't it?
It's been a good year, yes.
Making a serious investment, you are choosing downtown Muskegon for the company headquarters. Icing on the cake. Why do this?
Well, we acquired a new company out of Montreal, and we are going to be consolidating some of the offices into the downtown Muskegon
area. Yes. So, largest manufacturer of kayaks in the world. How does this happen?
It's a lot of hard work. Just a lot of hard work. You know, we sell something to every manufacturer out there, every retailer.
And, family-owned business. So was it kind of expected that you would continue in the Harris tradition?
Well, it was a family-owned business until January of 2017, and then we were purchased by a private equity firm. So it's no longer a family business.
But you're still family. Choosing downtown Muskegon for this company headquarters, is it kind of a no-brainer? I mean, look what you've got in your own backyard.
Yeah, it really was a no-brainer. We looked at the old SPX building, and we like the location of downtown. It's right on the water. The size could accommodate the growth that we've been experiencing, and it was just a good match for the type of business that we are and where we want to be and where we're going to go in the long term.
Are you more of a kayaker or a paddle boarder?
I'm more of a paddle boarder.
Well, as part of the 2017 Agents of Change, my goodness, Ken, you and KL Outdoor certainly contributing to, jobs and bringing us to work on, to do your paddle boards, right?
Yeah, it's a real honor to be selected for this. We enjoy the opportunity to bring these people downtown and to grow and expand on what's the exciting things that are going on downtown as far as restaurants and activities.
Watch us go, right? You've got the button on.
Right.
All right, Ken Harris, thank you. KL Outdoor, bigger and better with this Agent of Change Award now. Go get them and save me a lesson for the paddleboard.
Thank you. Appreciate your time.
Another agent of change steps up to the plate and swings a home run. That would be Great Lakes Fresh Market. And two of the best here with me. Oh, I bet you, Dad, if you're related by marriage, I'm thinking. Dan and Lisa Gentz, good day to you. Dan, President, hello.
Hello.
And Lisa, you have got the big job of hanging with the customers as far as the customer service manager.
That's correct.
And who wants to give me the elevator pitch? Great Lakes Fresh Market, what are you all about?
Oh, he's handing the
mic. Lisa's the customer service manager.
To me. Well, Great Lakes Fresh Market is, we are a group of three stores. We're a little bit on the smaller side, which is nice, convenient for customers to get in, get what they need. We focus on our perishables, fresh department. That would be produce, meats, our dairy, our cheeses, our delis are fantastic. So we're just... We pride ourselves on being a lot more responsive to our customers' needs and able to place special orders and really just go out of our way and do whatever they need.
I like the word fresh in your title. What does this mean?
Everything's fresh. We've got a fresh fish program now. It's swimming in the lakes on Tuesday, and it's, in my case, Thursday, never frozen. Our meat is all cut in-store by our own... meat cutters, cut to order it sometimes, however you want it. Deli, we have several items that are made in-store, bakeries in-store made stuff, baked in-store. And our biggest thing is our fresh meat program that we have, signature meat program. It's a marinated beef and pork and chicken that we marinate in the store. We make all our own homemade brats and sausage and several stuffed items for the holidays now. And it's just, it's all about freshness.
And local, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we are a locally owned company. We are based out of Muskegon. And planning on, Dan and I have moved here just in order to run the stores, and we plan on staying here for a very long time. Love the area. So, yes, we are a local company.
Now, is it true that you transformed an old grocery chain into this modern, attractive facility with the healthy food choices?
Yes. It is. It was the Plums of yesteryear that we've taken over. And it's important to us that we become the store of the community. We're locally owned, yes, but we're also, we support the local communities we're in. We buy a lot of local produce from Western Michigan. We're getting involved with the farmers market. We're getting a lot involved in a lot with the community because that's what it's all about. Support those who support us.
Now, my notes tell me you work morning, noon, and night, but your organization, as you mentioned, Dan, is investing, hiring, and bringing great customer service to the community. React to that, Lisa.
That's true. We, with the opening of our store soon at Sherman on Sherman Boulevard, we'll be adding some more jobs to the community, which we're really excited about. We're growing slowly, obviously, but we're excited about that opportunity. And really, it was an important thing to be able to keep the jobs, you know, from the Plums, keep those jobs for those employees.
So what's it feel to be an agent of change? Are you going to do bigger and better work starting tomorrow?
Yeah, it's we're taking something old and putting a spin on it. Grocery business has been around for years. We're bringing some of the old school back. With our customer service, we do carry out. The biggest thing that we do with the agent of change is we're willing to listen. We've listened to the community and the customers talk about our pricing. We're going to be releasing something very soon in regards to our pricing with thousands of items. And that's coming. Watch the newspapers for that because we do listen. And we understand we have to listen, and to be an agent of change, you've got to be willing to change the way you do business to match your customers' needs.
Back to the customer service aspect.
That's absolutely right. You know, when Dan and I got into this, we told ourselves the most important thing was, number one, our customers, and then number two, it's our employees. And that's where our heart lies, and we are very sincere about that.
So what's for dinner tonight at the Gents's?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's, a lot of times it's just salads or veggie wraps or something.
Well, I do know that there is some fish from the fresh fish program in the refrigerator, so...
We found out more information about Great Lakes Fresh Market.
You can go to our website, which is just greatlakesfreshmarket.com, all one word. We have social media on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Great Lakes Fresh Market. So we're always posting our ads. We've got recipes. We've got coupons on our website. We've got newspaper ads. Excuse me. Every week in the Sunday Muskegon Chronicle, you'll find our three-day ad that starts on Thursdays. You'll find our seven-day ad or six-day ad that starts on seven days on Sundays. So we're very easy to find.
Dan and Lisa Gents, you are all about your labor of love. Great Lakes Fresh Market. Congratulations.
Thank you.